Some members of Britain's parliament say it's time for British combat troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. Royal Marines and commandos have engaged in very little combat, and a mysterious illness has added to their sense of frustration. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Britain has two separate missions in Afghanistan. It commands the multinational security force that provides stability for the interim government in Kabul. British forces also conduct offensive operations to search and destroy remaining pockets of resistance. While defense analyst Nigel Vincent says the peacekeepers have achieved concrete results in Kabul, he says UK special forces and Royal Marines outside the capital have not.
The military force deployed has had a far more difficult job engaging and indeed capturing or killing Taliban and Al-Qaeda elements, and that has led to a number of deep frustrations.
It's a frustration shared with American troops, who have yet to determine whether Osama bin Laden is dead or alive. Each attempt the Royal Marines have made to flush out Al-Qaeda remnants in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan has uncovered little more than ammunition depots. British Defense Minister Jeff Hoon won't say it's time to leave, but he indicates that serious thought is being given to what the next steps might be.
It's certainly frustrating for the men involved. These are some of our finest forces, and clearly they do want to get at the enemy. Nevertheless, it does take two to make a fight, and we will have to make a judgment according to whether it is sensible to commit this kind of force in these kinds of conditions. But I assure you that we will continue to play our part as long as that is needed.
1,700 British combat troops joined the U.S.-led ground offensive in early April when Washington asked for specialist mountain troops for duty along the rugged Afghan-Pakistan border. British commandos encountered opposition for the first time last week when gunmen opened fire from a car on an observation post in southeast Afghanistan near Khost. British commander Brigadier Roger Lane interprets the incident as a sign of success.
Up until that stage, no one had actually taken us on in any kind of firefight. So I think that is a successful strategic objective where we've denied them the freedom of movement in the area in which we've been operating.
But lack of engagement throws doubts on the usefulness of the deployment. Labour MP Tam Diehl says the British should get out before they get bogged down by insurgents now biding their time across the border.
People don't win wars in Afghanistan because they take the long term. And it was impossible to find those whom one was after, which are presumably Al-Qaeda, in the short term, and in fact, they're almost certainly sipping coffee in the coffee bars of Peshawar and other areas of the tribal areas of Pakistan.
Heightened Indo-Pakistan tensions have complicated the work of British forces as Pakistan shifts patrol troops away from the Afghan border to the Kashmir front. A mysterious illness also added uncertainty to the UK mission. Defense officials said dozens of personnel were suffering non-fatal symptoms of what's known in Britain as winter vomiting and ruled out any biological agents. Still, the question of how and when British troops should pull out of Afghanistan is becoming a topic of serious discussion. Political commentator Simon Jenkins says the lack of a clear exit strategy is lengthening the mission.
I think in many of these cases, missions tend to achieve a sort of internal legitimacy. In other words, because you're there, although you might not have wanted it this way, you feel you've got to stay there until you can retreat with reasonable dignity. The tradition in Afghanistan is that you never retreat with dignity. The test should be, are you doing good? And I don't see that we're doing any good there at the moment.
But Conservative MP Bernard Jenkin says success should not be measured in terms of territory held or the number of Al-Qaeda killed.
You don't have to shoot people to justify being a soldier.
Britain and its coalition partners, he says, are a deterrent to worse violence and the excesses of warlords. He says allied forces also have a vital role in restoring electricity, water, food, and therefore faith in the interim government. Yet Jenkin foresees controversy over keeping British troops on the ground indefinitely.
There's a lot of argument in the UK about how long we're going to be there. I think our own government has underestimated what a big mouthful this is, and we're going to have to keep chewing until we can swallow it.
Britain hands over command of the International Peacekeeping Force in Kabul to Turkey next month, after the Loya Jirga, the grand council that convenes to select the next Afghan administration. At that point, Defense Minister Jeff Hoon says the British contingent will probably be reduced. Analysts say the likeliest timetable for a British withdrawal is not until the Afghan people conduct an election, possibly 2 years from now. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.